From Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. And this is Leslie Curran saying hello and welcome to the program. It's good to have you join us once again, and I hope you'll stay with us for the next 15 minutes as today the Reverend Jeffrey Abraham lets the Bible speak.
Hello and welcome again to our gospel program. In a moment we will be turning in our Bibles to 1 Timothy chapter 2 verses 1 to 6 to bring to you the message of the gospel this new year. But first of all, let us listen to a little gospel piece in song. Richard Coeur de Leon returned from a crusade in the Holy Land. He was captured by his treacherous enemy in Europe and was thrown into prison. Later, a colossal ransom was demanded for his safe release. So the people of England at that time accepted a heavy taxation and gave their money willingly. And many rich nobles also contributed large amounts of money so that their king might be set free. Hence we have the term today, a king's ransom, used to denote a tremendous amount of money. Another crusader by the name of Sir Grimbald was once captured by the Saracens and held to ransom, and to have him released and redeemed from certain death, his beautiful wife willingly paid the ransom price his captors demanded. That was her lily-white right hand. Great ransom prices have been paid for the safe release of individuals at times down throughout history, but never has there been a greater ransom paid than the ransom price which God paid to redeem sinful men like you and I from our sins and from our sins' condemnation in hell. For God gave his only begotten Son, he gave the darling of his bosom, and then Christ gave his life upon the cross. He shed his own precious blood that sinful men like we might be set free from our sin. Christ took our place. He paid our ransom. 1 Timothy chapter 2 verses 4 to 6 say, "Who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth? For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all, to be testified in due time." Notice in these verses, firstly we see the need of all men. In verse 4 it says, speaking about God, who will have all men to be saved. In Romans chapter 3 verse 23 it says, "For all have sinned." There's not one person anything better or anything more than a sinner in the sight of a holy God. A sinner by birth and a sinner by nature. We can all say with the psalmist in Psalm 51 verse 5, "Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me." We are all condemned sinners without Christ. Born in sin, we're sinners by nature and sinners by practice. We're sinners condemned to hell if we're not saved, if we haven't Christ as our Savior. And because of our sin, there's one thing we all need, and that is we need to be saved. We may think that we need this, or that we need that, or we need the other thing, but there's only one thing we really need. And there's one thing we need more than anything, and that is we need to be saved. We need to be born again. We don't need ceremony. We don't need more baptism or confirmation or dedication or whatever else you like. We need to be saved. We need to be washed. We need to be cleansed by the blood that will ever be in heaven. There is the need of all men. But secondly, notice in these verses, the desire of God. In verse 4, again speaking of God, we read, "Who will have all men to be saved?" If there's one thing God desires more than anything for you and for me, it is that we would repent of our sin and come to him and be saved. You know, the truth is that God is more willing to save you than you are to be saved. But let me warn you, the devil wants to destroy your life, and he wants to take your soul to hell. That's why he makes sin look so attractive. And that's why he allows you to have a little pleasure in sin for a season. But the devil, be sure of this, is the enemy and the destroyer of your soul. But God loves you, sinner. He hates to see a soul lost and going to hell. God loves you, and today he wants to save you. He wants to save your soul from sin and from hell. So much so that he gave his only begotten Son to die for you upon the cross of Calvary. And so much so, he then forsook his Son on the cross, so that the payment of your sin might be laid upon Christ. God loves you and he wants to save you. But I wonder, will you let him? Will you repent of your sin and open your heart's door to him and let him come in to be your Savior? There is the need of men and the desire of God. But thirdly, notice in these verses the provision that is made. In verse 6, speaking of Christ, it says, "Who gave himself a ransom for all." Can I say this? Sin always demands a price. There's always a price tag upon sin, a price that has to be paid. And what a heavy price sin has demanded in the lives and the homes of too many. How many lives have been ruined by sin, and how many homes in our land have been wrecked and ruined by sin. But worst of all is, sin, if it's not repented of and cleansed by the blood of Christ, if the sinner is not redeemed by the blood of the Saviour, then sin will take the sinner down to a lost eternity in hell. Ah, but there's hope for the sinner. There's life for the sinner. Why? Because Christ gave himself a ransom for all. That is, for all who will come and accept his offer of salvation and accept him as their Saviour. The wee verse says, he paid a debt he did not owe. I owed a debt I could not pay. I needed someone to wash my sins away. And now I sing redemption's song, amazing grace the whole day long. Christ Jesus paid the debt that I could never pay. Unsafe friend listening in, there's provision for you today. There's hope for you today, for there's salvation for you today. Through Christ at the cross, if you'll only come humbly in repentance to him and receive him as your Saviour. There is in these verses the need of men, the desire of God, the provision that is made. But finally, notice in these verses the way that is appointed. In 1 Timothy 2 verse 5 we read, for there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. Sadly today, too many try to reach God and to get to heaven through their good works and their church attendance, through some ceremony and religiosity, some even through the saints, others even through men. But plainly the Bible says there is only one way, only one mediator between God and men, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. Unsaved one, he's the one you must come to. Away with everyone and everything else. There was no one else upon the cross for us. No one else took our place. So it is Christ, the one who died for us. He's the one whom we must come to if we will ever be saved and cleansed from our sin. And he's the one we must come to if we will ever be in heaven. Christ said of himself, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Tell me, will you not come to him? Will you not repent of your sin just as you are? Will you not come just now and receive him as your Saviour and be saved for eternity? God bless you. Thank you for listening.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. Don't forget that we're on air here each weekday morning, Monday to Friday. So do remember to join us at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.